מנחת יהודה וירושלים כמי העולם ושנים קדמוניות.
We continue to learn the laws of שינוי מקום בסעודה. Today we talk about the person who ate perot. Let's say he ate an apple, an orange, or he drank, let's say, water. But then if a short items. So he ate it, he began in one place, and then he walked outside, he made a shinui makom, and then after he walked outside, he came back inside and he wants to continue. Here there's no mahloket, not in the Gemara and not in the Halakha. Both rabbis, Rav Sheshat and Rav Chista, from the Gemara Pesachim would agree that when a person eats perot, the shinui makom causes him to make a new beracha when he comes back. He cannot rely on the bere pri ha'etz that he made already. Actually, Maran and the Rama both concur when it comes to perot, that a shinui makom makes a separation between the first beracha that he did, and he would have to make a new beracha. However, here's where the contention is. Maran holds that it doesn't matter even if you left people behind that you were eating with. For example, people were sitting together eating perot. One of the people walked out and then he came back, but the other people were eating with him. Maran says even if you left people back, it doesn't make a difference. That's Maran's opinion. However, the Rama, the Magen Abraham, the Liyaraba, they hold that even if you left somebody behind with you, you're still connected to them. And therefore, even though you left and you came back, there's no beracha rishona again. Comes out, it's a mahloket, behiniyah haberim. The Kafahim says, because of this, sabal, safek berachot, lakel. So here we have a simple case. A person sat down with his wife in a cafe, and he's having coffee together. They're drinking coffee together. All of a sudden, he gets up in the middle, he forgets something in his car. He goes outside to the parking lot, he brings it back, and his wife is still there sitting drinking coffee. According to Maran, you'd have to make a new shakol. According to the Eliyahu Rabban, the Magen Abraham, Eniyah, even his wife, the Kafahim says, counts. We're going to say safek berachot lakel. That's why it wouldn't be advisable to do what you just did, because you're putting yourself in a debacle. You're putting yourself in a safek. It's not so easy to put yourself in a safek. According to Maran, you have to make a new beracha. According to the Rama, you don't. There was a rabbi called Rabbi Yaakov Castro. The Chida brings him down in Mahazik Berachan. Rabbi Yaakov Castro had a big chidush. He wanted to say that as long as you left people behind, even if they weren't eating with you, as long as there was people there in the, I guess in the room or in the place where you were eating, that's considered niyah haberim. The Chida brings many proofs against the Yaakov Castro and says it's not enough just to have the people there in the room, but they actually have to be eating with the person. There's another question that the poskim say. Let's say you left people behind, but they finished already. By the time you came back, they made borin nefashot and they're done. The poskim say in such a case, you cannot mitzaref them. And therefore you would have to make a new beracha in such a case. That's not the case. Hiniyah haverim means they're still at the table. They didn't make a beracha hadona, and they're still eating with you. Therefore again, halakha lemaaseh, even though Maran is posek by perot, that it doesn't matter who you left behind, you'll always have to make a beracha harona. Since it's a mahloket, we're going to say safek berachot. That can't.